boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
We did something nasty today.
Not well together, actually. I was going to say not together, but no,
we did do it together. If you remember yesterday during Trending with Taylor, I told you that one woman is going totally viral for going through a Sonic drive-thru and ordering a Dr. Pepper with pickles in the drink. And then there's a lot of people in the comments making it sound like this is a normal thing. Obviously, we put our science hats on today and we had to go try it.
Yeah, so we went through the drive-thru. We ordered Dr. Pepper with pickles in it. And at first, it wasn't that pickly. At least to me, it wasn't.
Well, no. They wouldn't put it in the soda.
That's true.
They asked, well, we can do it on the side.
So we did do pickles on the side. Then we put our own pickles in our own Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't that pickly, but you and I both decided we were going to let it marinate for a little bit.
And it marinated.
A little too much.
Oh, my God.
It's disgusting.
It was like an hour later, you came into my office and you're like, I just tried it again and it is horrible. So then I sipped mine and I can't picture a time that you'd be like, I'm really craving Dr. Pepper with pickles. Maybe it's a pregnancy thing. That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I would like totally crave this if I was ever pregnant. Bet you $1 million I would.
Otherwise, I'm really confused.
Yeah, same.
But
I could see having Dr. Peppers with pickles on the side.
Yeah, that was delicious, but it was after it was mixed together and marinating and soaking in the Dr. Pepper. It was disgusting.
You think Dr. Pepper was the problem?
I don't know if it would be good in any soda.
Mountain Dew.
Ew. That sounds radioactive.
No way.
So we took one for the team today and tried the viral pickles with Dr. Pepper thing that's going viral on TikTok, which you can go check out on Z102.9's TikTok. But I'm so glad you were in the driver's seat because honestly, there's nothing more embarrassing than ordering something whack like that.
I don't know if you heard me, but the whole time I was like, please forget my face. Please forget my face. Please, 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 for the love of God, don't recognize me.
The anxiety that comes over you when you're like pulling up to the little screen to be like, hey, I'm so sorry. This is going to be like really weird, but like, could you please do this thing?
That's awful. But I think what's worse is when I pulled up to the window and they actually get to see the face of the weirdo who ordered the weird thing. That was awful. I barely gave that girl eye contact because I was like, please don't remember my face after today.
Yeah, you cannot go to that McDonald's ever again.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I love TikTok for a lot of things, and I also hate TikTok for a lot of things. Because unfortunately, there's a trend going on that may make you self-conscious about something that you never thought of before.
Great.
And that is how you talk. Sucks for us because we do that
for a living.
But
sometimes I think I sound like a squirrel, so thanks. You're gonna probably make it worse, aren't you?
You said it, not me.
Did you?
No, it's nothing about sounding like a squirrel.
Crap, it's the same thing.
No, we can blame Megan Fox actually to bring this to TikTok because apparently. Obviously she's like one of the hottest women
she is
on earth to everybody. So there was a trend going around of how to talk like Megan Fox because people are so just like enamored with her appearance and how she is in interviews and stuff. So there was a girl who went viral for doing that tutorial of like, you need to show your bottom teeth when you talk and you need to talk through your teeth and how you should squint your eyes and stuff like that. Now that has been taken into a trend to see if you are a bottom teeth talker or a top teeth talker. So people are lip syncing to this song. So it's Daya Hideaway. People are using that sound. They're lip syncing and they're watching because normally it's on selfie mode, right? They're watching if they can see their bottom teeth sticking out when they're singing it or their top teeth. Here's what I don't understand.
I can tell you right now, you're a bottom teeth talker.
Am I really?
I have been self-conscious this whole time that you've been watching. I literally can't stop watching you, and your bottom teeth are like,
I don't know how
to feel. I think that means you're sexy, right?
I don't think so, because everybody on TikTok, no matter what I've seen, if they are like, oh my God, I'm a top teeth talker or a bottom teeth, people are upset about it. So I don't know what the right answer is. I know Megan Fox is bottom teeth.
So then I would assume if you're bottom, then you're hot.
My bottom teeth are crooked though. So I'm like, I should stop doing that.
Same girl.
I think you're a top teeth talker, I think.
Dang it. I don't want to be a top.
See, you're upset about that. Nobody wins.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I had fully accepted last night that after I got off work that I would be driving to the Iowa City Police Station and I would be bailing my boyfriend out. I was convinced. Ooh. Let me tell you why. Not because he's a criminal, because he is not. he did nothing wrong.
Goody two-shoe.
So you think. No, he hadn't like responded to me text message wise for a couple of hours yesterday. Not that we text all day, but it was like long enough that I was like, what the heck? Like, why is he not responding? Also, he gets off work before me, so I figured he would have let me know that he was going home. So I was like, huh, that's a little weird. Let me just pop on over to find my friends and check his location and see like what's going on. Because I start to spiral in those moments, like, oh my God, where are you? Why aren't you responding? And his location was at the Iowa City Police Department. And I immediately was like, oh my God, what did he do?
That's like, why he can't call you.
Well, yeah, I'm like, they have his phone. It's locked in a Ziploc bag. He is in an interrogation room. Like, I already had it all written out in my brain. So I was like, I'm going to stop there and bail him out, I guess. But he finally responded, and it turns out he was just at a meeting, like a city hall meeting, which happened to be at the police station. But in that moment, I was like, I should have just not looked, because I was fighting for my life over here. Like, oh my God, my boyfriend's in jail. I can't live my relationship like this behind bars.
That would have stunk. It's funny you mentioned that, because I've been thinking about it, about asking neighbor man if he wants to share locations. And I have I've actually never shared my location with anyone until 2023.
Last year.
Was the last year when I started dating again. And I was going on Tinder dates and Bumble dates. And I was a little nervous and a little scared. I started sharing location with some of my close friends. And I tell them I'm going on a date. Yeah. Watch my location all night long. Make sure I don't end up somewhere I shouldn't. Right? But I've never been in a relationship before where you share locations. And I've been thinking about asking him.
Do it.
Why?
It's so fun.
Well, I don't want him to think I'm like some crazy like girlfriend who's like, what are you doing right now? Because I'm not like that. I just, you know, for safety reasons, you know? But also, here's my only other concern is I don't want him to know when I'm at TJ Maxx and HomeGoods.
Yeah, that's the only downside, really. Because it's nice in those moments where you're like, I haven't heard from you in a while. I just want to, like, see where you're at. Or, oh, they didn't tell me that they made it to work. But for some reason, I had that weird feeling. I just want to check.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the only bad thing is when you're like, I'm on my way home. Got to stop for gas, and gas
is TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx, you're caught.
Now, I don't want to be a crazy girlfriend.
Mm.
That's why I'm a little nervous about asking neighbor man to share locations with me, because I don't want him to think I'm crazy or something.
Well, yeah, because you don't want him to think that you don't trust him. Exactly. Or there's all those things, but I'm so here for it, and I actually think my boyfriend asked me, so I really think anybody can do it.
Okay, great. I also am like, is it too early to be sharing?
Never.
Okay,
it's good. So fun.
Well, I'm thinking I have a good excuse to kind of like convince him to share his location with me. I mean, obviously,
being like, oh, I have to know where you are all the time.
Uh-huh. Without sounding too crazy or something. It was because yesterday I was texting him, and he works a little bit later, and I was texting him about a couple different things. I texted him one time, no response. He was busy. It's fine. I texted him again about something different. And then I wanted to text him a third time because the weather started to get really nasty here in Cedar Rapids. Like, I was eating dinner, and all of a sudden a big gust of wind comes, and then it starts downpouring. And I was going to text him, hey, I hope you make it home safe. Safe travels. Mm-hmm. Something like that. But I didn't want to text him a third time because that's crazy girlfriend stuff right there. But if I would have had his location, then I could have stalked him and made sure he was making it home safe. and not hit by a tree branch that falls down because of the storm or something, you know?
Exactly.
So that's going to be my excuse to convince him to share his location with me.
I think it's genius because while they may think you're crazy, like, oh my God, she's going to like look where I'm at all the time. She doesn't trust me. She's going to think I'm hanging out with somebody else. Mm-hmm. You're going to be less annoyed in the end of it all. I'm going to leave you alone more.
I'm not going to text you as often. It wouldn't be a triple text. I would have triple texted you last night and nobody likes doing that.
Right. That is, I think, a really good way to convince him, like, hey, I'm not going to text you 6 times when you don't answer me the first 4.
All I have to do is just look at your location and know you're coming home.
And then show up where you're at.
Whoa, that's that. Now that's crazy.
Sorry.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Want to talk about something serious?
Ooh, okay.
What do you think about dandelions?
Whoa, first I thought you were going to say, what do you think about death? Because you said Dan, you were going there, and I was like, what?
Well, we can talk about that too, but I was thinking dandelions.
You said something serious, so I went serious.
What do you think of them?
Dandelions? They're cute, but annoying. See, it's kind of like me.
Oh.
I'm cute.
Why do you got to make it about you?
Anyways, what about dandelions?
I feel like they get a bad rap. Like right now, I'm looking outside. Our lawn looks freshly mowed, except for I can see at least 2 dandelions sprouting out of the ground. And I think if any lawn dude walked by, they'd be like, miss those 2 dandelions. But I'm like, give them a chance, you know?
Do you remember picking them as a kid and then holding them underneath your chin to see if they would glow?
What?
You didn't do that?
To see if it would glow.
You didn't do that? I don't remember why we did that, but we did that.
You just held it under your chin to see if it glowed. Like a light bulb?
Yeah.
Did I miss this? What? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, we did that, but I can't remember why we did it, but we did it. And I don't remember if it was good luck or something, but I do remember. You would pick a dandelion, you put it underneath your chin and see if it glows. Not gross. It's a difference.
Well, I'm like, should I go out and grab
it?
Yes. They're not yellow, unfortunately. Do they have to be yellow?
Yeah, don't get the white ones.
Oh, there's no...
No, you have to get the yellow one and see if it glows.
Okay, once one of those comes in the yard, I'm going to pick it because I think you're nuts for this.
I mean, probably. It might have been just a Vint Schelsberg thing.
Or a you thing.
Probably.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I think the timing of this is really important because we've got Mother's Day coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. And maybe, I don't know, it'll be the first time or one of the first few times that you're meeting your significant other's family or you're hanging out with them. And you want to make sure that you're bringing your A game.
100%.
So we have a guy that needs a whole lot of your help, Destiny.
Dear Destiny, my girlfriend recently introduced me to her family and I have a feeling her dad doesn't like me. I've hung out with them a few times and I always try to spark up a conversation with her dad, but he shoots me down every time. I try talking to him about sports, hunting, grilling. Nothing strikes a chord with him. How do I win him over?
Oh, dads can be hard sometimes.
Dads can be intimidating.
100%. But like, I don't really think you can change him. Because I'm thinking my dad's like the exact same way. There's no way you could change him. If he doesn't want to talk to you, he ain't going to talk to you.
Ooh.
So I feel like there's nothing other than to dump him. As in like dump your girlfriend.
Okay.
You got to get rid of her. Because if you can't get the dad to love you, I mean, there's no point in trying. It's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you need to dump her, leave her, and then move it. You know, obviously get over the relationship at some point and then go on some dates. And moving forward, make sure the dad tags along so that you can also, like, you know, interview, get to know the dad too.
So that
doesn't happen again.
Okay, so you never run into...
Right. That way on the first date, if you're not vibing with the dad, you don't have to go through this awkward situation again.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Efficient. You are all about efficiency always. We want to hear from you, though. What other advice can you give if your significant other's parent does not like you at all? You try sparking up conversations and nothing's working. How do you win them over?
It's Dear Destiny. with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Yeah, obviously you wind. You won. You wind.
You.
You won your part.
I'm sure your English teacher is very happy.
I'm so sorry about that. You did a lot of work to win your partner over. Jeez, I can't believe I just said that. That was crazy. stop it.
I just laughed because that's something I would say.
You done wind your partner over, okay? That's done and over with. Then you got to wind over the parents. You got to win them over. That's a whole nother step to take. And if it doesn't go well, it's quite the problem to have. So this guy emailed us and basically said he had met the family. It's not going well with his girlfriend's dad. He's trying to relate to him and start conversations with him, but he is just like shutting him down every time. So he's asking us, how do I win him over?
I think it's easy. Knowing most dads, it's not going to happen. You're not going to win him over. So I think you just give up and you got to dump the girlfriend. Get rid of her as fast as you can. And then moving forward, so this never happens ever again, I think you've got to start bringing the dads on the date. You know, if you swipe right on Tinder or Bumble, ask her if she wants to go to Big Grove this weekend or something, make sure dad comes along.
Okay.
That's just what I'm saying.
Well, okay. You know, maybe somebody doesn't want to like end a relationship. I don't know. Elle, what do you think he should do?
Okay, so my boyfriend was in the same situation, like when we first started dating. My dad didn't really like him, but you have to make the dad respect you. So my boyfriend went on a snowmobiling trip with my dad and a bunch of their friends, and he just showed him like how good he was at that and how they could talk about this kind of thing. And my dad would not shut up about it for weeks afterwards. So you have to make the dad respect you no matter what.
Yeah, like they were like bonded for life. Yes, after that.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know, is that what guy's saying?
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email those girls at kzia.com. Z102.9.
Hate to do this, but I'm issuing a code red. Because we just did Dear Destiny, right? And you were telling me about how there's this guy, he's been dating this girl, he really likes her. The thing is, he's not vibing with the dad. Mm-hmm. Dad doesn't really want to have a conversation with him, and he's like trying to figure out a way to get the dad to like him.
Yes.
Right? The thing is, and why I'm issuing a code red, is because I haven't even gotten to meet the parents yet. With Neighbor Man,
ooh.
I actually haven't met any family member at all. And it's been a couple months now.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, is this a red flag?
This is a tough one. Will, what do you think?
If there's other red flags that are popping up, then that deserves a discussion. But like, honestly, I think just communicating about it is the best choice. If you get to like a good point where you feel comfortable with a person and you feel like you should get to that point, maybe talk to them about it. But again, they don't owe you an answer because it could be very, like, they could have abusive parents or it could be very rocky or something like that.
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that.
No, I didn't either.
I feel like first, instinct is to be like, oh, my God, they're hiding me, blah, blah, blah. But maybe it's a messy family situation.
That's exactly what's going on in my head right now. And I almost thought to let one of those thoughts come out this morning, and I'm like, do I start a fight? Woo! I don't know, but I wasn't feeling it this morning. Was that I'm just like to the point where I'm like, are you embarrassed by me?
Oh my God.
Is that why you haven't introduced me to your family? Now, the reason he hasn't met my, he's met a sister, he's not met another one, but he hasn't met my parents because they don't live here. They live in Texas. He will meet them when they come back in July. But otherwise, he probably would have met him by now if I had it my way. So I'm like, are you embarrassed by me?
Question for the class. Have you like been on the phone and he like chimed in, or on FaceTime with your parents? And he's like, chimed in? He has not interacted with them at all. Okay. Just wondering.
No, he has not. Because I hardly ever call my parents.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm just wondering. So that, but you have a reason because they're not here.
They're not here. Otherwise, totally would have met him by now. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, are you embarrassed by me? I'm like, and I spiral even more. I'm like, am I ugly? Maybe it's because I'm ugly. It's probably because I'm ugly. I don't know. And then I'm like, do you think that we aren't going to last? Is that why you're not introducing me?
Oh, yeah, because what's the point?
What's the point? Because you plan on dumping me, or that you just don't think we're ever going to last that long? Mm-hmm. You're like, why should I introduce you to my mother? Because we're not going to last that long. I don't want to get her hopes up that you're going to be a future daughter-in-law or something. So that's the thoughts that came to my head this morning while I was brushing my teeth. you know, typical Wednesday. Woo.
Did you do anything with those thoughts, or this was it?
That was all I did. Then I brushed my teeth and spit out the toothpaste.
And washed all your hope away down the drain.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Would you believe it if I told you you could tell somebody's age by watching how they type on their phone?
Oh, probably. You're going to ruin me.
Well, not me personally, but I am going to
probably
tell you about
Gen Z.
It. You're Gen Z?
No, that the Gen Z's always bullying us millennials.
Okay, well, not just you, I guess. There's a guy named Tyler on TikTok who has gone viral because he broke down the different things to look for to be able to tell how old or what generation somebody's from based on how they type on their phone or how they text. So, do you want to guess at all?
Ooh, I have a couple of guesses. If you use like one finger.
Yes, the poke.
Boomer.
Exactly right.
Yeah!
Somebody, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're holding the phone in one hand.
I do it sometimes though.
I do too. And I just feel like it makes me sassy because I like to tap my nails on my screen like that. But
it makes me feel like elegant and like smart for some reason. I'm like, one finger.
But to some people, it signifies boomer because you're not able to use the two thumbs or your thumbs at all. It's the like chicken peck poke of trying to figure out like what's on the screen. So you're exactly right. That's what to look for a boomer. Now, what about for millennials?
Probably the two thumbs is what I'm going to assume. Or we did grow up in the years of like the swipe texting. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, you're good.
Was that a millennial?
Did you see this TikTok?
No.
Oh my God. No, yes. Millennial, well, they said two thumb texting is kind of like, it's both millennial and Gen Z. It's a thing for both. But anybody that uses swipe to text is probably millennial.
Yes, because we grew up with those old phones that only had the numbers on it. We used to have to go tap, tap, tap for three.
You want efficiency.
And then eventually we got the swiping thing, and that was life-changing, man. Uh-huh. I could text so much faster.
I am going to amend this. I'm going to add something that I know that you use that I feel is millennial, and that is voice-to-text. Not voice memos. Voice-to-text.
Who do you think that is?
I think it's a millennial.
Oh, 100%. I do it all the time.
I know you do. And half the time it's like, what is she trying to say? Because that makes no sense.
You know what's funny is like Siri will totally like butcher it. And I'm like, oh, Taylor will figure it out.
I never do, by the way. any guess about what Gen Z texts or types like on their phone?
Well, they're not the two thumbs.
Well, that's part of it. But there is something more specific.
Oh, God. What else could they? They don't use...
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of how they would hold it. I'm like, do they use their pointer fingers?
No, no pointer fingers.
I don't. Is it just one hand?
Just one hand.
Dude, are you such a Gen Z without being a Gen Z? I feel so cool.
I mean, enjoy that moment with your swipe to text.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win. Nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
This is our gift to our moms because we forgot.
It stopped saying that.
We'll probably still forget after. Dude, you and I are on going home brain right now. We are definitely going to forget the next 45 minutes that it's Mother's Day weekend.
Well, I hope you remind me again this week. But this is my good first time reminder.
All right, so tonight's trivia question. According to MovieWeb, this is the most beloved TV mom. Who is it?
How fun.
I'm thinking of like that one mom that you watched on the TV and you were like, I can relate. Or I wish
that to be my mom.
I wish she was my mom. Mm-hmm.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
In honor of Mother's Day this weekend, tonight's trivia question. According to MovieWeb, this is the most beloved TV mom. Who is it?
So far, this makes me want to go home and watch TV.
I know, right?
94/89 guest Kitty from That 70s Show.
Dude, she's a hoot.
Iconic. Like, the most recognizable laugh, I feel like.
I relate to that.
Yes. Except you're not a TV mom.
No, I'm not even a mom. I'm just a cat mom. Michael says Carol Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot her name, but I would know the face, you know?
I mean, that's like classic family sitcom TV. Mm-hmm. That the mom is probably very beloved. Before my time, but I understand why it would be number one if it was. 3819 said Lois Griffin from Family Guy.
Oh my God, another iconic voice.
It is. I can't do it. I don't even know how to do it.
I was really kind of hoping you could do it.
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Come on. You know what I'm shocked about is that nobody's saying the mom from Full House.
Oh.
Why am I... Why am I blinking on her
Lori name? Lori Loughlin?
Yes.
From the college admissions scandal?
Oh my God. Why would you have to bring that up? But she was iconic in the 90s, early 2000s.
Aunt Becky. There it is.
There it is. I was like, why was her name Kim in my head?
Well, it's a little tainted now, so she may not be
so beloved.
Maybe that's
why people didn't say.
I would say, if I could send in a guess, I would say Dee Dee Pickles from Rugrats.
I was like, who is that? Until you just said, okay.
Iconic. What does that say about me?
So much right now, honestly, so much. Are you going home to watch the pic?
I may. I need to find where Rugrats is streaming now.
I have the orange VHS tape at home.
Okay, dinosaur woman.
According to MovieWeb, this is the most beloved teeny mom. Who is it?
I really do have the VHS.
No, I know you do. I feel like you bring it up on a weekly basis.
It's just because it's like a flex for me. Like,
it's
hey,
the weirdest flex.
I got a VHS of Rugrats, and it's the orange one.
And you haven't watched it since what? You were 4 years old?
She's not wrong.
I know.
I am so glad that you brought up Mother's Day for Let's Get Quizzical today, because it's one of those, like, holidays that you're like, uh-oh, where did that come from?
Uh-huh. I'm not even prepared this weekend, and I know you're not.
I hope my mom's not listening, because you just continue to throw me under the bus.
100%. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
Well, tonight's trivia question that will probably be the only gift we give our moms.
Hey, it's a little early in the week to say that.
This one's for you, mommy. The trivia question is, according to MovieWeb, this is the most beloved TV mom. Who is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Marge!
Marge Simpson, baby!
You know what? That is... I don't even know who could beat Marge.
I know, she's iconic.
That TV show's been around for what, like...
Don't ask me.
20 plus years, it has to be, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. So. She's funny. She's relatable.
Great hair.
Do you disagree?
No, I just have so many questions. Are you wanting it because it's really tall and long?
Lots of volume.
Hairspray.
Yeah. I'm freaking out.
What's new?
I'm like the girl that walks into a party who's like, hey, I'm freaking out.
And everybody's like, oh, there she is again.
Who invited her? No, I'm freaking out because I need help finding something between me and Abraham. If we don't find that thing, we gotta go. He's gotta get out of here. He's gotta go.
I'm scared of what you're gonna say.
The thing is, the invisible string theory. Have you heard of it before?
I have heard of it.
Okay, if you don't know what this is, basically it's like... And you can probably help me sum it up a little bit better. But basically, it's like you met your significant other before you met them.
It's your tie to them before you were in a relationship.
100%.
For example, with my boyfriend.
Yes.
After we met and we started dating, we found out that we were at the same Halloween party as mm-hmm. each other. But at no point did we ever talk to each other or know who each other were.
See, you're the problem. Because I'm like, oh, Taylor and her boyfriend are so cute. They're so perfect for each other. It's because they
you're a sucker.
You guys had the invisible string thing.
Yes.
That's what I'm like spiraling because I'm like, I have to.
Where's mine?
Oh, I need it. So I've been thinking about this a lot because even here at work, we've been talking about invisible strings with Z102.9. How were you connected to Z102.9 before even working here?
You're like torturing yourself at this point because you're like, what's yours to hear? Ooh, what's yours? Ooh, do you have an invisible string? Let me feel worse about not being able to find mine with Neighbor Man. It's like you're like doing it to yourself.
Well, I'm getting even more nervous because I found out there's a lot of coworkers here who have invisible string. Somehow they were connected to Z102.9 before ever getting a job here. And so I'm freaking out because I'm like, I need one with Neighbor Man, because if I don't have one, I feel like we're not meant to be together. Because people say that if you have an invisible string with somebody, they're your soulmate. So your boyfriend right now, he's your soulmate because you guys had one. I need one.
Okay. I'm like trying to figure out how can I help you.
We have to go through my entire 29 years of my life.
I do not have time for that.
Some might say my obsession with Post Malone is bad.
But it is.
I'm starting to think maybe my obsession with the invisible string theory is a little bit worse.
I think you have been just stressing yourself out with this thought of finding some tie between you and Neighbor Man before you knew each other.
It's the invisible string theory is that if you end up finding that thing between you and your significant other, it means you guys are soulmates. I'm trying to find it to see if he's my soulmate. Otherwise, we gotta get rid of him. Like, I am not wasting my time. You know what I mean? I'm done wasting my time. 29 years old. We're over it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out what's our thing. At what point did we happen to maybe cross paths here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, before we started dating?
Okay.
So I've only lived here since 2014 when I graduated high school and moved here for college. But at the current place that he works at, which is a restaurant, I apparently ate there a couple years ago with one of my old coworkers for a job.
Okay.
But it was not when he worked there. So that one's out of the current place he works at is out.
Okay.
So we didn't cross paths.
Yeah, you did not cross paths.
I just happened to eat there many years before he started working there.
Darn it. Okay.
However, he worked at another place before that, too, which happens to be a restaurant as well.
Which you also had been to?
I have.
Okay.
But I couldn't tell you what year I was there. So this is where I may have went a little crazy. I'm
terrified of you. You got that look in your eye right now.
I reached out to my old college friend, Avery. I used to hang out with him and my friend Matt in college. And I remember like a year or two, maybe three after college, we like wanted to get together and catch up on the old times. And I know we went to one of the restaurants that he used to work at.
Okay.
So I messaged him today. I said, don't ask questions. I need you to answer this.
How long has it been since you reached out to this person?
It's been a while.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
He's probably wondering why.
Did the message start with that? Hey, I know it's been a while, but.
No, it didn't even start with that, Taylor. Are you kidding me? No.
You just got down to business?
I literally said, I kid you not, I said, don't ask questions.
Oh my God.
When do you think we went to this place to catch up with you and Matt? And he was like, if I had to guess, and he's like, this is a guess.
Okay.
It's 2019. I said, great. I think that's when he works there, which means I think I have an invisible string.
Oh, we haven't confirmed this yet?
I did confirm with Neighbor Man. He did work there during that time frame, which means if my college friend has his dates correct, because I sure don't remember. I know I had a couple drinks that night, that me and Neighbor Man were in the same restaurant in 2019.
And he could have spit in your food.
I think I spooked you pretty bad a couple of hours ago because you were doing the Taylor window update and you tell me what's going on outside the Z102.9 studio windows because you're closer to them than I am. I'm pretty far away and we got some beautiful shades in here that makes it impossible for me to see outside.
Yeah. And you know what? Today on my mind, what I noticed out there was the dandelions. And I was like, oh, like, what do you think about them? And you brought up something you did as a child, which was put them under your chin.
Yeah, we would pick them as a kid and then you would put them immediately under your chin. And what you were trying to look for was a glow, like for the dandelion to glow underneath your chin. Probably because, the sun hits the dandelion, which then
is this
would,
like a double chin test? Because I'll cry. I'm not kidding.
No!
This feels mean.
No, but the sun would hit on the dandelion, right? And then make a reflection underneath your chin. But not for everybody and not every single time, okay?
Okay, well, literally like, what, 10 minutes ago, I turned around to see if it was raining or anything outside. And I was like, Destiny, I see a yellow one. Should I go grab it? And I did. It's crappy, but should I do it?
Yeah,
and
do
then
it.
Are you going to tell me
yes.
my results and what is this witchcraftery?
I will tell you. Oh my God, it is glowing.
What do you mean? Like a light bulb? I'm electric. What does this mean?
No, but I do see some yellow underneath your chin. Like it is making your chin glow.
Okay. Tell me what this means.
Now there's a couple
things. Can I put it down?
Yes, you can put it down. There's a couple things that it meant, and it always kind of changed. It was like, you know, those little like patty smack games you would play in like patty cake. You know, it always changed every school you would go to.
Yeah, each school had its own like lore or whatever.
Exactly. Same thing with the dandelion. Some people would say that the dandelion meant that if it glowed underneath your chin, you like butter.
I like butter.
You like butter.
I'm a butter eater.
You're a butter.
I do like butter. Who doesn't like butter?
There are some people out there who don't. So
that's
it was
stupid.
It was accurate. I do also remember, and this was my favorite part, is that if it glowed, it meant you were in love. And you know how many times I'd be pulling those freaking dandelions out like, am I in love yet? No.
Would you like to try this?
Oh, do you want me to see if it glows?
Yeah, I kind of want to see what.
Oh, I'm going to be sad. I
what
just
this
know
glow
it. I'm
looks
gonna
like.
I'm going to be so sad if you tell me there's not a glow. Okay, here we go. Tell me there's a glow. Oh my God, tell me there's a glow. Why
well,
are you
quit
not
moving playing? Around? I can't see. You're gabbing. I don't think. I'm not
Taylor.
Sure what kind of glow I'm looking for.
There was no glow, was there? I guess I'm not in love.
And you don't like butter either.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.